Legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Billy O'Callaghan, you're part of the Barrack Street Band, the Barracka as they're known, and normally you'd be shaping up for a big day tomorrow, right?
That's right, Davey. Patrick's Day would be a big day in the band's calendar, and our senior members, our youth band members, our junior band members, and indeed our friends in the Mahon Community Concert Band would normally meet at 11 o'clock in the morning, ready to get in advance of the parade, getting ready to march down to the beginning of this parade, and unfortunately this won't be happening this year.
And how are you guys coping with all of what's going on, trying to remain a band and remain practicing and all of that kind of jazz?
Well, since lockdown, 12th of March last year, we haven't rehearsed, obviously, with restrictions and that. But our young members, those that are attending lessons, are getting weekly lessons online there in partnership with Music Generation Cork City. Mm-hmm. So they're maintaining regular contact. But the rest of it is just, I suppose, through social contact with people. There's been no musical contact.
I needn't even say it, but I'd say you're missing it.
Yeah, there's lots things we take for granted normally. when they're no longer there, people tend to miss them more, you know. Mm.
Fingers crossed we'll be enjoying a proper St. Patrick's Day parade 2022, and I'd imagine there'll be quite the crowd if we do, because everyone, like you said, will have realised by its absence over recent years just how important it is and how much people enjoy it and how central it is to Cork's cultural calendar, getting the people out in the streets probably for the first time in the year.
Yeah, it's a massive occasion, and it kind of happens, I suppose, at a time of the year as well when the weather is beginning to brighten up a small bit, and I believe the weather tomorrow is supposed to be very good. It's like the beginnings of the late spring, early summertime. Days are getting longer and that, you know, so that's...
Oh, Patrick's Day for me. Patrick's Day for me really marks the kind of, like, you've made it through winter. There's green beginning to appear on the trees, the flowers, do you know what I mean? You're like, we've made it.
And I'm not sure if you're aware of it or not, Davey, but we've been partaking, the Barrack Street Band have been partaking in parades since 1889.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I have it on good authority that the Barrack Street Band has taken part in every Cork parade for the past 130 years, with the exception of 2011 when you're in Savannah, Georgia, no less.
Unfortunately, we couldn't make the 2011 parade, but we got an invitation to Savannah.
But, you said you'd take it.
It kind of made up for it a small bit. We had 30 degrees of heat.
I was just going to say, it's tropical kind of stuff over there, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be inclement from talking to the people over there at the time, but on the occasion we were there, we led the parade, we had the honour of leading it, and as we finishing the parade around 12 noon, it was hitting around 30 degrees, so we were glad to kind of finish it at that stage.
700,000 people. Well, it's a pleasure chatting with you, Billy O'Callaghan. We look forward to seeing you, hopefully leading out next year's Cork St. Patrick's Festival Parade on the streets of our own fine and beautiful Cork City. Gormila Mahagot August Law, Ayla Padraig on a ditch.
Davey, just before I could just mention to your listeners there, we've put a video together, and we hope people enjoy it. We're launching it at 7 p.m. this evening. It'll be on our Facebook page, Cork Barrack Street Band, and it's also going on the Music Generation Cork City page and the Cork St. Patrick's Festival Parade. It's just a look back, a short video, looking back on parades of the past, just to, you know, have a presence, I suppose, in this year's non-parade.
Nice one. That sounds brilliant. Thank you so much, Billy.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.